Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Phil, what's going on?
Well, there's a boom going in on at the Tri-Valley, you know, Pleasanton, San Ramon, Dublin. For years, it's sort of been an area that we had corporate headquarters out there. We had also back office space. But in the last 4 to 5 years, there's been a real boom in tech as well. As a matter of fact, job creation in the Tri-Valley area, Livermore included, it runs around about 12% in the last 4 years. That's outpacing Santa Clara and San Francisco. And get this, 450 tech firms have opened up, thanks in part to about $4 billion in capital investments. So it's becoming, in some ways, sort of like not suburbia anymore, but a new valley, this time the Tri-Valley of like Silicon Valley.
I guess Lawrence Livermore and Sandia get part of the credit for this?
They are. They are attracting the initial sort of like hub, like down in the South Bay. It was Stanford in San Francisco. It was UCSF going in at Mission Bay, sort of triggered it. So yeah, we've had the Livermore, so we've had tech out here. But it's something else. I took a tour around today. Talked with the mayor of Dublin, and then went down to Dublin to a tech startup that's down on the quiet little Main Street. And one of the reasons is the office space here is a lot cheaper than in San Francisco, about $30 to $40 a foot, square foot cheaper than San Francisco or Silicon Valley. And it's easy to start a tech startup. You can go into just about any space and expand at your own pace. And there's a lot of space out in the Tri-Valley for just that kind of operation.
Okay, but where do you live?
Well, so far, the ones I've talked to are living in the area, and that's one of the reasons why the median price of homes in the Tri-Valley has rocketed up to $900,000. But again, it's still cheaper than San Francisco and Silicon Valley, but it is increasing the pressure on the area. The schools are bursting at the seams. They're still doing well. And relative to a lot of other places, you know, you and I talk about these headaches, but if you're in this hub and it's like Silicon Valley, you can get a nice house, a nice lifestyle, and as long as you stay in the Tri-Valley, not a bad drive to work. It's got everything on it, and it's got an intelligent workforce and a lot of amenities out. And it's, like I said, it's attracting the business. Local government seems to be on board as well. There's a lot of cooperation between the cities and with the tech firms. And I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing people, you know, commuting from the Central Valley and stopping in the San Ramon, Livermore area for their jobs.
I guess all this makes sense as part of the natural evolution. I mean, you start filling out one area and overfilling it. It's time to move to another area within the Bay Area, too.
That's right. Now, if you are a tech person out here and you're looking at a startup, and the office space is cheaper than Silicon Valley, you still have the central, like you said, sort of tech hub of Livermore. You have an intelligent workforce. I believe that there's more bachelor's degrees in this area than any other part of the Bay Area. If you can also pitch it to people, hey, you want to go into San Francisco or San Jose, you can, but you don't have to do it every day. That's a good thing. And also, you are in that in-between area between San Francisco and the Central Valley. And I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, when I talk to people here, it's growing, and it's going to grow even more.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.